Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. One of my golden rules about Democrats is we think Democrats, again, are people with bad ideas, but Democrats don't feel the same about you. They think you're bad people with ideas. I want to point out and focus mostly on liberals here, not all Democrats, but ladies and gentlemen, they really hate you and they want you punished. You need to wake up to that stat, because these centrist swampy Republicans who think that somehow we're going to have some rapprochement with them, we're going to sit around the campfire and sing songs and give each other back rubs or something, you're crazy. These people hate you. This is one of the most popular misinformation accounts anywhere on the internet. Occupy Democrats. They're at Occupy Democrats on Twitter. They specialize in misinformation, right? Listen to what they tweet. This is critical. Listen to this tweet I'm going to read here. Very popular account. Breaking. Longtime Michigan TV meteorologist Carl Bonax is fired by his network for failing to get vaccinated, because he wants the freedom to roll the dice with the deadly Delta variant, keep putting his coworkers' lives at risk. Retweet to thank his network for standing strong.
Man.
Yeah, Joe, that's real. These people hate you. These people hate you. They want you fired. Not only do they want you fired, they want it celebrated that this longtime beloved meteorologist was fired. They want you to retweet it to thank the network for firing him. These people are insane. They are not looking for some peace pipe smoking, folks. They are insane. They want your kids abused with masks jammed on their face. We showed you that yesterday. They want you fired. They want you terminated. The left will celebrate if I die from COVID or anything else. They will celebrate. A liberal account on Twitter picked it up, that segment, tweeted it out that I said that, and read the comments. I'm not kidding. These people want you dead. They are a satanic death cult of people. They are insane. And when you wake up to that, you'll understand why the solutions are going to be different than before. The solutions now have everybody has to get out and vote, has to run, has to pick better candidates, has to show up at school board meetings, has to show up everywhere. And really, the activism has to be dialed up times 10. These people are crazy.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. All right, moving on. They want you to be second-class citizens in your own country. This is intentional. This isn't by accident. The way they talk to you, the way they treat you, deplorables, the way they talk about you, the way they want you dead. If you dare say, hey, I may have natural immunity. I'm not going to get the vaccine right now. They want you dead. They want you fired. This is meant to demoralize. They are not, the left is not trying to find common ground with you. So I don't know why you would be trying to find common ground with them. They're not interested. Here's more evidence here. You know, the left does this thing because they celebrate people who insult you, like Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty, who lies nonstop. So whenever she says something dumb that's an obvious lie from the White House press podium, they call it the Psaki bomb. They do. You got to look up to it. It's hilariously stupid. So we, of course, have the hat tip producer Jim from the radio show. We don't have the Psaki bomb. We have the Psaki bong on this show. Check this out.
There will be no centralized universal federal vaccinations mandate.
Having trouble believing the mouthpiece for the moron in chief? Now there's help. The Psaki bomb.
Responsible to say Americans are stranded. They are
making
not.
Obvious lies sound true because you have to be high to believe them.
That's right, because you have to be on hallucinogenics to believe anything that comes out of Peppermint's mouth. So here's another one of them yesterday. Again, she's just laughing at you now. They're treating you like second-class citizens because they want you demoralized. The way to counteract that is to not be demoralized. They want you to say, I'm not voting. I'm not knocking on doors. I'm not going to wave signs on a corner. I'm not going to the school board meeting. They want you to do that. The way you flip them the double-barreled middle finger is by not being demoralized and doing things, getting involved in activism that do matters, right? Here's Psaki laughing at you yesterday when Peter Ducey asks a simple question.
If somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
They don't intend to stay here for any length of time. No. No, Joe, they're not going to stay here. They came here from Haiti, Central America. They're sitting under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, where it's 142 degrees. No, they're just hanging out to come in and buy a turkey sandwich at the local deli in Del Rio. And they're headed right back to Haiti after that and Central America, I'm sure. Just hanging out, watching a movie, maybe got a little computer up, watching a little DVD, maybe a Bluetooth. That's all they're here for. Again, it's not that Psaki's stupid. It's that Psaki thinks you're stupid. That's the greatest insult. And I'll say, just parlaying it back to the last segment I did. If Psaki thinks you're stupid, leftist, why do you have to oblige her and prove her right all the time? She's treating you like a moron. And you're acting like one. That's why we find ourselves in a situation like this Mediaite story. Here's a historian, Ken Burns, who says the current times are equal to Civil War, Depression, and World War II. It's really serious. I wish the left would understand that. They don't. They don't understand one axiomatic truth. That you keep pushing and you keep pushing and you keep taking and keep taking. And sooner or later, when people, the most dangerous people on planet Earth, are the people with nothing at all to lose. And you are doing this, not us. We didn't ask for this fight. I don't want it. We didn't ask for it. I just want to be left alone to live in peace. The left doesn't want that, folks. They hate you. I can't emphasize this enough. And you are making a huge mistake if you don't reconcile yourself with that fact. AOC, another loser. Post-millennial article. New footage shows AOC being waited on by a masked servant class before the Met Gala. Of course, she's not in a mask herself. So they're just laughing at you now because they hate you.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.